This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. We are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, which means that Bob and I and T-Bird to our right have all walked right back into our childhoods. Bob, I look to my left, I see a Mario Lemieux All-Star portrait. I look straight ahead, I see the great Jack Ham, who's on board with Jackson Dart, his Hall of Fame autographed jersey. I see helmets, I see autographed footballs. I see Andrew McCutchen running in center field making an incredible catch. I see a James Worthy framed poster right in front that I'm taking home with me, making a donation here. To my right, you see a Magic Johnson autographed jersey. I'm wondering if I should bring Ron a Joe Namath autographed photo from early in his career. There's Jerome Bettis from the Urlacher game. We are very pleased and proud to be at the Baseball Card Castle today with the General and his lovely wife, Christine, and everybody else. As a kickoff to our Feed the Need Radiothon next week, we have some incredible items that we're going to be auctioning off today. But first, Bob, I'm very happy to be here with you. How are you?
I'm really happy to be here. I've heard all about this place, but honestly, Joe, when I walked in here, I did not expect this.
I know.
I don't know what I expected, but I did not expect this. Those of you who've never been here, you owe it to yourself if you're a sports fan to come in here. It's amazing. And the amount of cards, but not just cards, helmets and sticks. You look to your left, Joe. How many hockey sticks do you think are here, all signed by various people?
Enough for the Penguins to make a bunch more turnovers like they did last night, Bob.
It's amazing how much is here. It's all about history. Jeff has every kind of history covered here. It's amazing. So we're happy to be here. I'm glad to see it for the first time ever.
I mean, down to your right on the floor is a Bill Mazeroski autographed frame photo of the 60 home run. It's like there's so much stuff here. You got to find extra room for that, which is legendary.
But, you know, people love to have stuff in their basements and their fan caves, wherever they're doing this. If you want stuff, this is the place to come. It's really incredible. And I don't think you can come in here and ask a question and say, hey, General, do you have this? The answer will always be yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere here. But he's very organized. That's the thing I see about this. These cards are organized by name, by era, by everything.
He said 21 million cards in this building now.
And that seemed like a high number, but if you go back and see it, you'll say, oh, that makes sense.
Plus, there's donuts, Bob, and I see you partaking in one. Is that blueberry?
Yes.
Looks delicious.
Well, they've rolled out the red carpet here. We appreciate that.
Literally, so there's a red carpet
area,
on the floor.
It's right next to Ron's old stomping grounds, Domenico's. I see it over there.
Yeah, they're bringing over pizza today, I might add, Bob. Do you think one of these, and there's many Joe Namath memorabilia pieces, do you think I should buy one and bring it to Ron if I see him next week in Fort Myers? Would that be a nice gesture on my part?
That would probably be a nice gesture on your part, yes.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you should. Are you definitely doing it? If you're not
going there or bringing Ron a present?
No, going there.
Definitely meeting him. Not yet. No.
Okay.
I have to confirm that.
Well, I think it would be a nice gesture.
The only thing they don't have here is Mulsey's basketball from his pickup game at Penn State when he made 9 straight threes, and I wouldn't discount the general from getting a hold of that, Bob.
He's still searching. He said the price is too high.
Can you believe this James Worthy photo? General, can you pick that up and show it to Bob? I had a James Worthy poster in my dorm at Cortland State. Look at that thing. Autographed by him on his classic one-handed dunk for North Carolina, I might add. And congratulations, Limits, on North Carolina last night.
Oh, don't get him started. Don't get him started on that.
They didn't deserve to be in the tournament, guys.
Well, you can make the same argument.
Yeah, they beat San Diego State, big boy.
Right. And guess what? West Virginia would have beaten them, too.
Yes. I agree with that. So would have Pitt.
But good for you. I mean, at least you had a nice night. And it was a blowout.
And then they're going to beat Ole Miss and potentially Iowa State and go to the Sweet 16.
But how about that first game? St. Francis had every reason to think they could win that game.
I can't believe how that
ended. They had the possession of the ball, turned it over, got it back, turned it over again, and then he has to go.
Was more improbable than Leitner. It was more improbable.
But the fact that the ball came to that one kid, Knox, who was underneath and just happened to
be there. Well, it came to the other kid first.
And
he tried to catch it, and he bobbled it.
Yeah.
And it was like the immaculate reception wrapped in basketball.
What a way to kick off March Madness.
Actually, it really wasn't. I mean, it was kind of like that. But think of a play where a team, like a Hail Mary, where a teammate has it and tips it. Unless he's George Pickens fighting with Browns fans instead of doing his job. Correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have some amazing items to auction off, and we're going to get into that as the show moves along. And, of course, we're going to have the general join us on the air. But we have some big stories to deal with right off the top today. And it involves two guys who throw a ball for a living. One of them is Aaron Rodgers. Tom Pelissero reporting that the Vikings are moving forward without him. Vikings done. That leaves, I think, three options: Steelers, Giants, or retirement. And the other piece of news is the dreaded elbow discomfort for Jared Jones. What a giant story that is. Derek Shelton, Noah Hyles has it in the Post-Gazette. Derek Shelton saying this morning that Jones is not going to make his next start in spring training. Shelton says, that's for sure. I think with that being said, Shelton said, we're going to have to look at what happens going into the season. Man, I don't like the sounds of that. Elbow discomfort, Bob, and then Shelty not saying, oh, no, nothing to worry about here. It's just precautionary. He ain't saying that. And when I see this, I think of one thing, that power pitchers, especially in the modern era, have short shelf lives in some cases, but are susceptible to arm injury. And that, in turn, reflects on the tiny little window opening that the Pirates have right now and how they've done absolutely nothing to maximize that window. I can't help but worry about Skeens moving forward. To me, Bob, this is a reminder of all that with Jared Jones. This is really, really bad news, potentially.
Potentially, and it reminds me also just a few weeks ago of Garrett Cole. You know, he's been around longer, of course, but then he had the same thing.
Yeah.
Forearm discomfort, and it's going to be fine. We heard the same stuff, and next thing you know, he's out for the season. So hopefully that's not the case, but Jared Jones is a smaller person who does throw the ball at 98, 99, even 100. And I think Jeff had a good point here. The general, he said, and I thought this yesterday too. I was watching the game at the TV station, and I saw that Thomas Herrington, who normally would not go five innings this juncture of the season, spring training season, he threw, and I thought, that's a lot for him. Is he going to make the team as something? Why would they do that? I just felt it was a little bit weird. Maybe that's an indication that maybe he could be the guy who's going to take that
spot. How about Bubba Chandler?
I would go there first, but maybe they don't want to start that clock, so they'll go for Harrington now, maybe. I don't know. But it's all up in the air until they make this official. And hopefully it's not that. Hopefully just rest will help it. But I don't know. That's a scary scenario.
You know what
scenario.
Happens when they say elbow discomfort.
No, I know.
It seems like most of the time.
Do you get elbow discomfort? Does it affect
you? I have elbow discomfort, but I'm not being paid all this money.
But you are going golfing afterwards.
I am
elbow
doing that,
discomfort
yes.
will affect that.
I'm going to fight through it, Bob. We were just talking the other day, maybe even yesterday.
About the strength.
No, about how isn't it just the Pirates' luck that their strength is starting pitching in an era where starting pitching has never been less important. Plus, their strength is starting pitching in an era where arm injuries have never been more prevalent. I mean, it's just such rotten luck, it feels like, all the time for them. But it also feels like they don't maximize their opportunity here, or they haven't maximized it based on their off-season moves. This is just, it's a jarring reminder. Even last year, I remember saying last year, for all you know, and this is exactly what I said now that I think of it at the deadline, for all we know, this could be the only year that we'll ever see Paul Skenes, Jared Jones, and Mitch Keller together and healthy around the trade deadline, and I don't even remember if Jones was healthy at that point.
He had missed some time later in the year. Yes, I'm not sure what that was either. But I still think I will. You know, I understand your premise about starting pitching not matter, but I always think
it matters. No, it matters less.
Okay, matters less, but it
matters
still matters
a lot. Yeah,
you got to get those guys in the sixth, and it makes your bullpen better if you get longer. But the problem is the way the game has gone, the way the game has been managed now.
Yeah,
that everyone thinks okay. Certain amount of pitches come, that means you're done. I'm going to my sixth inning guy, my seventh inning guy, my specialist here, my specialist there. And you can overmanage that way. And I really wish, especially with Skenes, and maybe this is going to temper their enthusiasm about pitching him more than he wants. He wants 240 innings.
Right.
Or thereabouts. Well, they may say now, oh, look what happened to Jones here. We can't. But he is 6'6". He can handle it better. I think he has a better physique for that. But that obviously would be a concern. And I wouldn't expect it early in the year, but as the year progresses, I expect him to go late, if not complete, most games.
It's about the last thing you wanted to hear out of spring training right now. So let's hope for the best for Jared Jones. But, man, I was just reading how he was sort of lighting it up, at least stuff-wise, in spring training, had a really good offseason. I was just reading that piece. I can't remember whether it was Mackey or the Noah Constrictor. Bob, is this a tick bite on my leg here? What is that? It started to
You're asking
yesterday.
Me.
It's a bullseye.
I go to
that
the dermatologist.
Like
do you have things like I have? You better,
T-Bird,
you know.
You seem to be definitive on this. What's happening here?
That's not a bullseye. You're fine. That looks like a
it's
pimple.
It's a pimple.
You got like a pimple.
Do people get pimples on their legs?
Yeah, of course.
They
Are
do?
Ticks
yeah.
out already, T-Bird?
I haven't had
Are they
pimple.
Out and biting already?
Where do you live?
I live in Greentree, but I'm on golf courses all the time.
You don't have a tick.
No, what you should do, Joe, on golf courses, you do not start chasing those errant shots into the fescue or bushes. Don't do it. Leave it there. Hit another ball.
No, I'm not taking a penalty. I'd rather risk my life.
You're going to go in there, and you may find a snake for all you know.
I'm starting to be more curious. That looks like a bullseye to me, Bob, and it itches like crazy.
Don't itch it.
Plus, I just had a Lyme disease test, and I passed. Wouldn't it be ironic if right after passing that test, I have Lyme disease now? You may be doing this show alone in a week.
You'll be fine. I don't think that's anything.
All right, back to the other big story. And we'll be keeping tabs on this city limits back at the home office all day today because this could happen quickly now. Tom Pelissero reporting that the Vikings are out on Aaron Rodgers. Where do we go from here, Bob? Do you feel like by the end of the show, by the end of the day, that Rodgers will have decided between the Giants, the Steelers, and retirement?
I don't think it'll be by the end of the day. I think it'll be. I don't. You do?
Yeah, I think by the end of the show.
I think now. I think he had all of his hopes apparently in this Viking possibility, so now he's going to even take maybe longer to figure this out because these are apparently not his first choices. So if they're not his first choices, he's going to have to dig deep into it. He also may want to play that game. I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm going to wait until somebody gets injured in Week 10, and there's a team that's making a run for a Super Bowl that needs a quarterback, and he's ready. He can make that message known if he wants to.
He could do that.
I don't know what he's going to do.
You're right. That's a fourth option.
So
And I'm sorry I didn't think of that, and I commend you for thinking
of it. No, it's one of those things that a lot of players will do. They'll wait. and say, okay, I'll keep myself in shape. I'm waiting for a call.
Honestly, if you were advising Aaron Rodgers, what would you tell him? I would tell him just that. Like, you know what? The Steelers are going nowhere. The Giants are interesting, but they're the Giants. Why don't you just wait until a team gets really desperate when they lose their starting quarterback? You'll absolutely get calls.
Because there are going to be injuries, and there's going to be situations that develop, and it may even be with Minnesota down the road. Who knows what McCarthy does? And
you're right about that.
He still may hold that. I don't know. I can't understand what his mind is, what he's thinking, because he's taken too long to think. If I had to make a choice of the two, I'd take the Steelers, not the Giants. But unless he's motivated to return to New York and say, look what I'm doing to you, Jets. We play in the preseason once or whatever.
I wouldn't discount that. I wouldn't. I think we're going to get a decision pretty quickly coming up here. And I think it's probably better than 50% that it would be the Steelers. I would put them at 55%. What'd I do
there?
I would put the Giants at significantly less. Retirement at about 10%. And maybe what you're suggesting at about 20%. Do the percentages add up there, Bob?
Yes, and I think 20% outside chance that could happen. And apparently the Steeler deal is a one-year offer, whereas the Giants have offered more in a couple of years. I don't know if that matters to him at this point.
That right?
Well, Jerry Dulac reported that he surmises it's a one-year deal, which is, quite frankly, even if it's a two-year deal, it's a one-year deal. You're not going to you get that money and spread it out, and then you can always kick it down the road. So I don't think it's more – he's not going to be here more than 1 year. Let's put it that way.
Well, here's the other thing. If you're advising Aaron Rodgers right now, you may be telling him, Aaron, I'm not sure that you're all that welcome in Pittsburgh. Last year, in fact, I was looking today, almost on this very day last year, Cam Hayward had a one-hour FaceTime call with Russell Wilson. Minka, TJ, Cam had the greatest PR campaign, Bob, since I don't know when. Since, Tony Dorsett's Heisman campaign. And, boy, is it different this year. Yeah. Not only are they not rolling out the red carpet, they're throwing out an old pea-stained carpet for Aaron Rodgers. So, honestly, I might be saying, listen, it doesn't sound like they're really wanting you there in that locker room. I think that might be a factor. Did you hear what Cam said?
Yeah, I heard Cam. But I think Cam is just to the point now where you know how you get up there in age, in real life, in age in football. And you just say, I don't need the nonsense here. Let's just get on with it. Here's my selling point. You want to be a Steeler? Let's go.
Yeah.
He did it last year, and maybe he felt, okay, we did it, didn't work. I'm not going to go out there every year and try to recruit.
You don't think it's specific to this guy?
No, I just think you do?
Absolutely.
I just think he's tired of the whole whatever this is. And it could have been somebody else. He would have had the same reaction. Let's go. This is your opportunity. If you want to take it. If not, don't. So I just think he's getting old. And
I disagree with that, Bob. I think if he wanted somebody badly enough, that he would have gone on the PR track again. And I also think, I agree with Pony from his show yesterday, that I think Cam, and I would bet other guys in that locker room, are extremely unhappy that the Steelers didn't come back with Justin Fields. I think those guys probably wanted
that. I agree with that, and I think that should have been the play, and they were willing to make the play to a certain level. If you're going to make the play, make the play. Don't get caught up in whatever number. You're talking about just $10 million more in this day and age with all the money being thrown around.
Probably a promise that he'd be the starter.
Okay, do it. Who else do you have at that point?
I agree.
And then you use his legs more than you've ever had. You had two guys who could stretch the field. You create openings. And you can devise a game plan for Justin Fields that would have been, I think, successful here, at least for this year.
And I think Cam's making a statement on specifically who this is, that they don't want the drama. I think if you read between the lines of what he said the other day, it was, listen, if you're going to come here, let's come here and play football. Okay? And already, before he even gets here, I think people are sensing, perhaps including Cam, that the drama's begun before this guy is even here.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what else is he going to bring? Let's take a listen one more time for people who didn't hear it. If you have it there, oh, limitless wonder. Cam Hayward on his podcast, Not Just Football. And Bob, I can't help but wonder if the popularity of Anything But Football with Al Villanueva, the show that I did with him, inspired Cam's title of his podcast.
Might have
not
done
just
that.
Football.
So
I think I did.
I think you did too. That was good when you had Alejandro on. That was awesome. And he was very good about expressing himself on so many different levels.
He was fun. Let's take a listen.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is... I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says, if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Bob, I don't know if I was advising like a car dealer or maybe a college recruiter if I would want their key line, the one to clinch the deal, to be, if you want it, so be it. If not, no skin off my back. I think that's very specific to Aaron Rodgers. Cam just went out and recruited Slay.
Yeah, but he didn't have to do it the way Rodgers needs to be done. Obviously, Rodgers is more of a diva and needs different treatment.
Yes.
He's saying, I'm not going to go down that road.
Right.
I can talk to him and tell him to be a Steeler, but I'm not going to go into a darkness retreat eating what he eats or, you know, whatever he does in those darkness.
He doesn't want the drama. He doesn't want it.
All right.
It
well,
sounds
that's,
like.
No, I just think he's tired of the way this has played out, and a lot of people are. So I do think there will be a conclusion now that Minnesota supposedly is out of this a little bit sooner, but I still don't think it'll be today.
I think it's going to be by the end of the show. In fact, I think it could be any minute, and I'm not just trying to drum up interest here, Bob. I think it could be any minute. City Limits is on
so
the
you
line
think,
here.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers has made up his mind? He was just so based on your scenario, you think he knows who what team
I mean,
he's
now
pick.
Now you get to the Schefter little rant the other day about it. You know, it's not that hard. You have the Giants and the
it's
Steelers,
not that hard.
Or retire,
but
or wait. Now you have four options. I guess you're right about that.
I just think he's going. He loves the drama, so I think he'll stoke this drama a little bit more. And it seems like both franchises are willing to endure this, which I'm surprised. I thought deadline should be imposed. Hey, we need an answer. Here it is.
I mean, I'm almost to the point where I really don't blame Rodgers that much. I mean, I get it. He was waiting on the Vikings, which I think any reasonable person would say, of those three teams, is by far the best choice for any quarterback.
Well, they have the
right?
best roster. Where they're totally loaded.
So I don't blame him. I blame them more than him. Them for kind of just waiting around here for a soon-to-be 42-year-old drama king. Like, they look horrible here, and I feel like Cam, in some ways, was sort of defending the Steelers' honor here. Like, my God, what are we doing? Where is Justin Fields? Why isn't he here? And now we're sitting around waiting for this guy? You know, I feel like Cam was making a statement there, like, and we can argue and talk about how much of an attraction the Steelers are these days, but he was saying to me, Bob, essentially, my God, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are we doing? Sitting around with the Giants waiting for this guy?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think he's getting annoyed at the whole process. We should be his, you know, if you translate a little bit, we should be above this. It shouldn't come down to this. What are we doing playing this game?
Very well
said,
Bob.
Of all the people out there, you don't want to play a game with this guy. And they're playing the game. And they also, by the way, we get the first dinner tweet that we saw yesterday that all the Steeler brass, including Tom Arthur, quarterback coach, had Jalen Milroe for dinner last night in Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Bob. If you're Jalen Milroe or any one of those guys, do you hit him up for everything you can eat in that thing? Do you order steak and lobster?
You absolutely do. You go surf and turf. And if you're anything like Edmund Nelson, my friend, who I used to do games with, he orders like a 60-ounce steak, and he wouldn't. And then that would be followed by a 60-ounce dessert. I mean, he just would take it.
So,
Edmund, please don't hate me for saying that, but I know you love your food, and I do too.
From the other side, if you're the Steelers, especially if you're dealing with a quarterback here, do you find it admirable or off-putting if the guy sits down and says very confidently, I'll take your best wine, $1,000 bottle, and I'll take the surf and turf, and you can start the volcano cake because it'll be done in time. Do you like that out of a guy, or are you like, what the hell is going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I do. I think, okay, fine. You're pretty confident here that we're going to pay for
it. I like it, too. Yeah,
and
like
then we're going to end it with Louis the 13th. We're going to give you that on top of it. We're going to get you a $700 sniffer of cognac.
Yes.
And, in fact, why don't you guys all get one, too, and we'll salute this dinner tonight. And we'll spend $5,000 on cognac.
I think that would impress me way more than the opposite.
If he says, well, I really don't want anything, I'll take a salad. No.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
I want
that would be like, no, yeah. you need
You're
to,
feeding me, and this is what it's going to take, and this is what I need to be fed on the field.
And you need to have an arrogance and a self-belief about you and a leader quality
and
a little flair for the dramatic.
Have you ever had an interview where you sat down and you were afraid to order?
No, I actually felt the opposite. I was telling you the other day, I interviewed at the Minneapolis Star Tribune to be their hockey writer a while ago, and their editor took me out for a steak dinner. I ordered everything on the damn menu.
Mushrooms on top, onions, give me everything. What do you got?
I wanted the message to be, I am a self-confident person here, and only the best will do. Whether it's reporting on Marion Gaborik's latest injury or ordering the surf and turf here. That's what I was going for.
Make a statement.
Yeah.
I'm worth it. You'll pay, but I'm worth it.
Bob, have you ordered those volcano cakes where you have to order it at the beginning of your meal so they have time to prepare it for dessert?
Yeah. They're okay. It's more of a... Yeah, I like tableside cooking.
Well, they're made
to be honest.
Share.
Have you ever seen, like, Caesar salads normally come out that way? But there are some desserts that could be made right at your tableside. That's pretty good. Most of them involve fire, so you have to be aware of that.
Have they invited Jackson Dart out for dinner?
I don't think. I think they've met with him, but
they did meet with him.
Yeah, I'm sure they're...
But the dinner takes it to another level.
And it can also throw you off. We've tried to track dinners before, and a lot of people get carried away. Oh, he had dinner with this guy. You remember Willis? He had dinner with him twice.
Right.
Oh, no.
But it is interesting because you only have so much time to divvy out to people and to choose to go to dinner with somebody. To me, that stands out a little bit. Who goes on that dinner, Bob?
Well, according to this report, it was Mike. It was Omar. It was Tom Arth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Arthur Smith, there was a fourth person. I'm not sure who the fourth person was.
Yeah. Artie Smith?
I think so. I'm not sure of that, though.
Did he order any frozen desserts? Like he likes to use frozen players in the game, Bob?
No. Actually, looking back at that whole situation, maybe the Steelers missed out. Maybe they should have taken Russell Wilson out as a starter at some point when they started to go back to Fields, if for no other reason to tell him, this is an open thing, we're not trying to diss you, and maybe... This is your second time to show us that you belong here as a starter.
I would have gone to Fields at halftime of the playoff game. And I know Russell played pretty good in the second half,
but that
was desperation.
Yeah.
And the whole dynamic of the game changes. They were so pathetic in the first half of that playoff game. They had, 59 yards and 2 first downs and no points.
Yeah, they just weren't moving the football at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have done it maybe before that. I would have done it during that losing streak at the end at some
point.
Now,
if Artie goes out to dinner, does he bring... Earl Patterson with him for these dinners, Bob?
He might. And he's so well entrenched into his career, he could order anything, too. So that's a pretty big tab. What do you think the tab was last night?
Five guys.
Five guys at a steakhouse.
Over 1,000.
Oh.
1,500, 2,000.
I bet you it's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. This is exciting, actually, in some ways. Isn't it the Steelers quarterback derby?
It is. I'm sure the general here is wondering, should he get Aaron Rodgers'
signed
signature?
Actually, it's not exciting at all. I don't know why I just said that.
Well, it keeps the conversation going, which I'm to the point now, though, where I want that conversation to end. I think we've talked this thing out. We've said enough. It's time to move on with somebody here. So, and it looks like they're going to be definitely drafting a quarterback at some point.
Just move on with Mason, for God's sakes. They've already cost
them. They still need more quarterback help, and they're still looking to find options.
Skylar Thompson.
That's not an option. I'm sorry. I mean, he's good for him. He has an NFL career, and he's very good just to get there, but that's not my option. So I think they're looking at someone to draft this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if they draft again somebody next year.
When I walked in today, Bob, there were 4 Buffalo Braves cards sitting at my seat here. General knows what I like. There is Randy Smith. You remember him?
No.
You don't?
I don't remember Randy Smith. No.
All-Star Game MVP, fastest player in the league. Look at those uniforms. Is that incredible? Was a soccer player at Buffalo State, and became an NBA player and a great one, the late Randy Smith. Bob Kaufman.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
I do remember him.
I don't know why there's two Bob Kauffman cards.
There may be three.
Not that good and replaced by Bob McAdoo, and I've never heard of this man.
Bill Hewitt?
Bill Hewitt. I don't know who that is.
But if you come here to the Baseball Card Castle, you're going to be amazed, as I was. I did not expect to walk in here and see all of this. I don't know what I had in mind, but it wasn't this.
We're going to take another little tour in a minute here, Bob. Look at that Alan Faneca poster back there. You like that?
Plus bobbleheads, figurines, you name it, they have it.
What's that?
When I talk to the general here, I'm going to say, Jeff, how do you get all of this? This is, you talk about recruiting. Is it a recruitment process? Do people come to him? How does this happen where you get all this stuff?
Well, we're going to have the general coming up in a bit. Up next, we're going to dive into this quarterback situation a little deeper at 412-928-9370. And also Noah Hiles from Bradenton is going to join us, the Noah Constrictor. He's out there sniffing this story, Bob. And it's the Jared Jones story. Who's going to replace him in the rotation? That type of thing as we move closer to opening day. In the meantime, we are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. General Patton is here. He is a legend. He has treats for Bob and I. And there's treats on this desk right now that are part of an auction, Feed the Need auction, that we're going to do today.
This is sort of the kickoff, Joe.
This is the kickoff.
It's going to go next week, mostly, right?
Exactly.
And this is it, though. We are honored to kick it off.
This is the opening kickoff. And here's the number you call to bid on these items separately. Okay? One of them is a T.J. Watt autographed jersey. Look at that thing, Bob. Huh?
Yeah. T.J. Watt is very popular, one of the best-selling uniforms in the NFL. And you have a chance to bid on a jersey with his signature on it, all to help feed the need.
The tone of your voice and the way you deliver that is so superior to the way that I do. You should have been an auctioneer. You do auctions, don't you?
I do auctions, but I don't do it the way those auctioneers do it.
Yes, you do. That's what I just heard. It's unbelievable.
But they talk so fast. I don't know what that means. You know, I just talk.
Who am I to do this, Bob? Why don't you tell the people what's here? And I'll throw it to you.
Okay, throw it to me.
All right, there's
the first one is T.J. Watt. You already established that. So you could call. What's the number to call? We should give him the number.
Yes, the number to call is 412-920-9444. That's 920-9444. You can help us kick off the Feed the Need radiothon that we're going to be doing next week. This is it. This is the opening kickoff. We also have Roberto Clemente card with Carl Yastrzemski and Frank Robinson. It's got pieces of Clemente's bat in the
bat,
card. Is that right,
it
General?
It says MVP and HOF, and the actual letters are formed here with bats that they used, which is incredible. In fact, this thing sells for a lot of money here. So
yeah,
just so you know.
That might be worth $1,000.
Yeah, so if you're going to call that number at 412-920-9444, identify that as your object and make a bid on it.
What else do we have? A Mario Lemieux autographed game used, is it?
It's not just Mario, it's the whole team.
Holy bird oil. It is the whole team, notably Mario.
Yeah, Mario's there. You got them all. And that's a Chris Dahlquist stick? But it's game used, obviously, because it looks that way. And it has every signature from that team on it.
It's a Coho stick. Remember when Herb Brooks, they were playing the Russians, and he said, I'll make him eat that Coho? Is that what he said?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that's one of them.
And then we have Paul Skeens cards left and right here, which could be very valuable. Look at that, Bob.
So there are three different ones. I like this one, this kind of iridescent thing. And they're all in cases.
What an incredible word, General, that Bob.
What does that mean,
used.
Jeff? That means they're in perfect condition. They're mint condition. They're in a case. And we have three of them. So if you want to make that bid on the Paul Skeens three cards, it's 412-920-9444.
And what's this, General? That's a baseball?
O'Neill Cruz.
I could tell by the autographed baseball. You can't read that?
You don't know that says O'Neill Cruz?
What?
It's a perfect legible. You have no idea. It looks like some doctor trying to run out of the operating room and quickly put his signature on some sort of a...
This is incredible, Bob. And I think if there's a time to jump on the O'Neill Cruz bandwagon, now might be it.
He needs to be a 30-30 guy this year. All right, so once again, before we go to break, lot one, Paul Skeens, 10 rookie lot, three rookie cards here. Call 412-920-9444 if you want to make that bid. The second one, Joe, is a...
Clemente, Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski is from Long Island, just like me. His family was potato farmers, as a side story, Bob. And Frank Robinson, but notably Clemente with pieces of a bat in the card. And then what, Bob? You then, take it from here.
I feel very inferior. No, the
to
thing
you
about this MVP HOF is that it's formed with bat with wood from the bats they used. You don't see that anywhere.
I just said that, Bob.
But I said
but
it better.
You said it better.
Yes, T.J. Watt autographed jersey, and that's 412-920-9444. And then lot four would be the Penguins signed stick. We have 22 autographs, including Le Magnifique on there, Coffee, Recce, Stevens. You can make a bid at 920-9444.
The way you added Le Magnifique in there?
Le Magnifique.
Really enhanced it, and it's something that I can't do.
You could do it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
I just stumbled on it
Say
once.
It.
Le Magnifique.
Make that G a little silent. Le Magnifique.
Le Magnifique.
There we go.
Thank you, Bob. And what's the last thing down there? Oh, the O'Neill Cruz autographed baseball. So let's get some bids going. Help feed the need, 412-920-9444. And the separate number, you want to weigh in on the Jared Jones situation, the Aaron Rodgers situation, and we have more to talk about today, the Penguins implosion from last night, 412-928-9370. It's Pomp and Joe and T-Bird live from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bob, people lining up to ignore me and talk to you, I think.
I don't think so. They came here. In fact, they were here early demanding that they see Joe Starkey and a mark you have on your leg. One of them's a doctor. He said he heard that. He came off the road and he wanted to see that mark.
Are you a doctor?
No.
All right.
But he plays one on TV.
Somebody could check this. Limits, everything okay back there? I'm slightly worried about you today. You're very small and sometimes things overwhelm you.
Guess what's coming in? Here we got a UPS delivery, and what do you think's in that? If you're delivering that to the baseball card couple, you came to the right time here.
This is incredible. Limits, are you okay?
Yes, I wish I could be there with you guys, but other than that, I don't know where the small comment came from, Joe, but other than that, yes, I'm good.
Well, you only weigh like 130 pounds. Am I right about that? I just sometimes worry about him.
145. I thought you meant like that I'm not a tall person.
Oh.
The UPS guy just came in and said he's never been to a place like this. And he's delivering. I'm sure there are more cards in there.
It's overwhelming almost. Look behind you, Bob. Look at that.
Autograph pucks from just about everyone. Team photos autographed.
Memories of a Jason Zucker autograph session. Were you here for that one? Look at the Penguins team picture from 96-97.
Barrasso's the only signature not on there.
Big surprise there. All right, Bob. It's Pomp and Joe from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, where are my glasses? Did you take them? Oh, there they are. It's Pomp and Joe at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bob's eating a blueberry donut and enjoying some coffee. The place is starting to fill up, I might add. We all agreed that in the first segment, Bob, you underachieved a little bit. That's what everybody said here.
Well, I'm pretty much your caddy, so I'm part-time Pomp, as you call me, so therefore I'm just trying to help you along the way on days you need help. That's it.
No, we posed for a lot of pictures. It was very exciting. And this is absolutely awesome as we kick off our Feed the Need event for next week. Limits is yelling at me back in the home office. It's unbelievable. He's trying to get me to adhere to the schedule today of all days. I'm out on site here, Bob.
He should know better than that.
What is happening?
You don't adhere to the schedule when it's right in front of you. So when you're on a situation like this, it's never going to be anything different. So that's okay. Chill out back there.
It's incredible.
Austin.
I just didn't want to keep Noah waiting. I don't know how much of a schedule he's
on.
Oh,
see, I didn't know we had
We do.
Important news here.
Yeah, we have the Noah Constrictor, Noah Hiles, live from Bradenton. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Noah, what is happening here with Jared Jones? How much concern about this discomfort in his elbow? And if he's not ready to go, and it doesn't appear he would be at the start of the year, who takes his place?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. There is some concern. I will emphasize that they're still waiting to figure out what is happening with Jared Jones here. They're getting a second opinion now, and they're just kind of in a waiting pattern to figure out what the actual diagnosis is for Jared Jones and how much time he might miss because of it. Right now, all we know is he threw a bullpen on Sunday. After the bullpen, approached the team and said he had right elbow discomfort. Because of that, they put him on the shelf. He will not pitch in his final spring training outing that he was scheduled to pitch in. So he's done for spring. And Shelton's quote is, he's not going to make his next start in spring training, that's for sure. I think with that being said, we're going to have to look into what happens going into the season. So if he is unable to pitch at the start of the regular season, I think there are two clear options to replace him in the starting rotation. And those options are Thomas Harrington, the only prospect arm that's still with the big league club right now in spring training, and Carmen Bajinski, a guy who's been a reliever for this team at the major league level for the last 2 years, but transitioned into a starter role, I think, for situations possibly like this, if they needed that additional depth. So I would say those are the two candidates that would be most likely to replace Jones in the rotation should he need to go on the IL.
Noah Hiles, live in Bradenton, talking about the news that Jared Jones experiencing elbow discomfort, two words you never want to hear in relation to a pitcher. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And if you want to communicate with our friend and yours, City Limits, the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Noah Hiles on the fan hotline. Bob, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
So, no, I want to ask you about Harrington. So yesterday I'm watching, and I noticed that he's going into the fifth inning, and you know, we were just sitting there talking about that's kind of long, not knowing anything about Jared Jones. Do you think at that point they had some sort of idea that maybe they need to build him up just in case?
Yeah, I think they do. I think his stay this long with the big league club isn't entirely related to Jones. I think he's just had a really good spring, albeit in a limited sample size. He's only pitched three times in Grapefruit League play, but he's shown a lot. I mean, he's added velocity to all of his pitches. He has, I think, probably the best command of the strike zone out of any pitching prospect they have right now. There's a lot to like with this guy, but I think that going into his start yesterday, yeah, they knew that they needed to get a better look at this guy because of the Jones information, which came to their attention on Sunday. So I think that played a part in why he pitched on Tuesday and for how long and everything that went into his outing on Tuesday.
All right, Noah, we'll leave you with this. What about Bubba Chandler?
I mean, I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I would say Harrington has the edge over Chandler right now simply because he's still with the big league team in camp. Chandler was sent down to minor league camp weeks ago. So I would think because of that, I would give the edge to Harrington, but who knows? I mean, if this is going to be a long term thing. And again, we don't know that for now. That's just a hypothetical I'm proposing. If it is a long-term thing, then maybe Chandler is an option. But for now, I would say that Harrington and Majinski would be the top two candidates to replace Jones should he need replaced in this rotation.
Hey, man, we appreciate you joining us on short notice here. That was very nice of you, and we'll talk to you again.
Absolutely, guys. Happy to come on whenever.
See you, buddy. That's Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Our six-pack, as always, brought to you by Bet365, and the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Bob and I are here at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. You can stop by to say hello. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. And just to introduce the general and let him talk a little bit more about our auction items today that you can bid on at 412-920-9444. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. General, we can't tell you how thankful we are that you have invited us out here again this year, this particular week, or at least leading into our Radiothon week for Feed the Need. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming. Appreciate the gracious introduction. But the main thing for today, this is fun stuff, but let's raise some money for Feed the Need.
And you've already done that because I have some updates in front of me. So let's go through these one by one. If you call 412-920-9444, you can bid on these things. Our lot one here is a Paul Skeens collection. Why don't you explain it more? And the bid currently is $150. So if you want to top that, call that number I mentioned.
So we have three separate Paul Skeens Topps rookie cards. All are PSA 10 gem mint.
What is PSA, just because?
PSA is a grading service.
Getting a prostate exam. That's when I saw that, I said, what is this?
Think of this. It's like hiring an umpire. They're an arbitrator. You send your card to them, you pay them a fee. And it's interesting because Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets, owns PSA, paid $784 million for the company.
See?
They are third party. So in the age of the internet, in the old days, you'd say, oh, this card's mint. People would take your word for it. Now, this is an arbiter that slabs the card, records when they graded it, and then gives their opinion 1 to 10 as to what the card is. Obviously, 10 is the highest. This is collector grade, investor grade. These are three separate Paul Skeens rookie cards, all the highest grade you could get, 10. So that's a good investment lot.
So that currently is for $150. So if you want to call the number at 412-920-9444, you can make a bid to top it and get that.
So the second card is a booklet card. It unfurls, and it has six pieces of game-used memorabilia, including the great one, Clemente. We've been here 35 years. The number one person that people ask for Christmas gifts, Father's Day, Roberto Clemente. Mm. This is actually a piece of bat he used in a game. They only made 36 of these cards.
Wow.
And all of these other Hall of Famers, Frank Robinson, Yastrzemski, Mickey Mantle, Harmon Killebrew, Ted Williams, piece of memorabilia from each of those guys also embedded in the card.
Did I tell you, General, that Yastrzemski is from a part of Long Island that my ancestors are from and that they were potato farmers?
Fantastic player.
And I loved him.
Very collectible.
I wish he hadn't popped out to end that Yankees playoff game, the Bucky Dent game, but I forgave him. Apparently he plays golf every day, you tell me?
Very good golfer, yep.
What part of Florida is he in?
I don't know that part.
Bob, should I call you Yastrzemski and explain our
You've
Long
called
Island
just about
route?
Everybody yeah. else, so you may as well call him too.
I mean, might be able to work something out. Third thing we have is a T.J. Watt autographed jersey authenticated by Beckett. It means the autograph's guaranteed.
Well, one thing we should mention, that bid already is $350 for that Clemente piece you mentioned.
Exactly.
So if you want to call on top of that, you can do so, and you'll be helping Feed the Need and getting a great piece.
We also have a T.J. Watt autographed jersey. Our fourth lot is a game-used stick from the early 90s autographed by all the Penguins, including Mario Lemieux. Kevin Stevens is on there, Paul Coffey, Mark Recchi.
First bid we had is $66. How about that?
That
interesting
is great.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
We need to get a 6 or a 7 in front of that.
Yeah.
It'll buy a lot of meals. Number five, we have an O'Neill Cruz autograph baseball. O'Neill's a good autograph. People
might get a lot better, too.
We need him.
Yeah.
We need him. We need a 30-30 out of him. And before we go any further in regards to the bids, I'd like to make a donation for the Feed the Need.
I was just going
to
say, this guy.
Look
at this guy. $1,000
wow.
from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
How about that? That deserves a round of applause here, General.
Yeah, here for sure. Should I put it right in the bucket there, General?
Put it in the bucket.
That's awesome.
A lot of people have already come in and made generous donations here.
No applause needed for me. It's like an honor to be involved. When Mike told me about this a couple of years ago, I'm like, how can we not do this?
Right.
There should be no one hungry. You know, we all have the ability to help. And this is my little way of contributing. So thank you guys for coming today.
Of course,
that's
General.
Awesome.
I mean, this is...
I'm blown away by this. He tried to describe it. Joe said, what do you see trying to describe it? In my mind, I had something I thought I would see. Absolutely dwarfed compared to what I've seen here. It's unbelievable how good.
And
we got to add, too.
Yeah, what a great blessing.
He's got a great head of hair. What happened to you?
There we go. So how much more could God bless you? You work in an area that you love, stuff you do. I got my father with me.
How about that? He's going well.
My lovely wife and her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Christine, happy birthday.
So it's a family affair, and it's something we're honored to do, and this is certainly the highest of honors. One of the things I've always believed is a business should give to the community, not just take from the community. And this is a great way. Our businesses overlap.
I've seen it firsthand, General. You donated to my softball team that subsequently imploded, but I thanked you for that at the time, too.
I don't think I had anything to do with the timing there.
No. You were a reason we might have stayed together. Bob, did you see the 72 Summit Series cards back there?
I saw
Canada and the U.S.? How about that?
I saw.
Or no, Canada and
Jeff's
Russia.
Jeff's father showed me the Montana Irish helmet.
Yeah.
That helmet is pretty special, signed
Incredible.
By Joe Montana.
Is that a Gronkowski Woodland Hills jersey?
No, Pro Bowl.
Wow.
Pro Bowl autographed jersey.
Look at that. What were you going to say, General? I'm sorry.
It's one of the things about the 35 years is something different comes in every day. That's the
So let me ask you about that. Do you actually recruit this stuff? How do you assemble such a collection of stuff?
No, it's 35 years of just trying to treat people the way you want to be treated. Try to be fair with people. The word gets around. Collectors are it's funny. We talk about this. Your customer base and mine is exactly the same. We have 100% overlap, right? And after 35 years of hoping to treat people fairly, the word gets around, and we get literally hundreds of people a week who bring stuff. Some of it's not great. Some of it's fantastic. And you have to go through all of it in order to find something really cool.
You ever seen anybody take this long D to Blueberry Donut, General?
That I haven't.
Bob's been nibbling at this thing for
an hour. I'm telling you why, because I have a tooth problem, and it's killing me
to
chew on it. And I think I need a crown, so therefore I'm kind of babying my way through this donut.
I have a tick bite. You have a tooth problem. We need a dentist.
Yeah, but
I
didn't put out a national call for it like you did. I didn't come in here. You asked me a question. That's the answer. I didn't come out and say, oh, my God, my tooth. It's just I'm so panicked.
No, now I feel bad because nobody wants to have a toothache. Seriously. Are you in pain right now or just when you bite on
just
things?
When I bite. So do you have straws?
Yeah.
I can suck all the blueberry right out of that thing.
Can you nibble on the donut on the other side of your mouth?
That's what I've been trying to do. And then I bit my cheek. So now I got a bloody cheek. I'm trying too hard.
Bob's playing hurt today. All right. This is spectacular. Kicking off Feed the Need. And if you want to donate, or I'm sorry, bid on any one of those auction items, 412-920-9444. If you want to donate, you text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. 50155, because it's almost that time to feed the need of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. March 25th, that's next week, our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon will be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. And that's brought to you by Aetna, Isley's, Beano's, and Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers. All the details at 937thefan.com.